East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Discovery Health has asked some medical aid members to repay money after a system processing error. It's understood the error led to medication claims being paid out using the above threshold benefit at higher rates than allowed under certain plans last year. Members from plans such as Executive, Classic and Priority plans have been affected. Discovery Health has not disclosed at this stage the number of impacted members or the total amount owed. It says that a small proportion of scheme members and only certain members on the five plans were affected and have been contacted. It's set to be another scorcher day for parts of KwaZulu-Natal tomorrow. The South African Weather Service has issued an advisory for hot, humid and extremely uncomfortable weather over the province's far northeastern areas. Forecaster Nhlanhla Sithole says the worst conditions are expected in the Umkhanyagude district, where temperatures are forecast to climb into the mid-30s and humidity levels expected to reach around 90%.
People might have to hydrate and make sure that they avoid heat exhaustion, as that may result in heat strokes, dehydration, as well as heat exhaustion, amongst other things.
Sithole adds a yellow level 2 warning has been issued for thunderstorms affecting Uthukela, Amajuba and the northwestern parts of Zululand tomorrow.
Some of these thunderstorms are expected to become severe, especially over the northwestern parts of KZN tomorrow, and may be accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail, resulting in minor impacts.
Moving to Gauteng, 10 teenage boys have been rescued in the Johannesburg CBD in what's believed to be a possible case of human trafficking. Police were called to Broad Street earlier after 8 semi-naked teenage boys were spotted walking along the road. Gauteng SAPS spokesperson Khatleko Mohale says officers confirmed that the teenagers are foreign nationals who do not speak any English.
The officers were also informed that there were 2 more boys who had already been taken away in a blue VW Jetta. The vehicle was later intercepted along the street, but the driver fled, resulting in a high-speed chase which ended in Commissioner Street with the subsequent arrest of the suspect and the rescue of the 2 half-naked teenagers.
Mohale says a 47-year-old foreign national has been taken into custody on charges of human trafficking. And finally, from potholes to power cuts, the new app is putting service delivery directly in the hands of residents. The app My Street Champion was created by Durban North community activist Sam Reddy. It offers residents a platform to report problems, track progress, and monitor service delivery. Reddy says the app links communities directly to their councillors and works with municipalities to improve transparency.
It does bulk escalations, but more importantly, what My Street Champion does, it actually gives the councillor analytics in real time of what's going on in the ward. What it means is that they can actually tell how many people are affected by electrical outage or a water burst pipe or anything like that. But it tells them how important it is versus one reference number. It tells them how many people are actually affected.
Durban, a high of 28 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 26. Richards Bay, 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The 2 matches left this evening to find out who will be the final quarterfinalists at AFCON. Australia well and truly on top against England in the final Ashes test. And the Hollywood Bet Sharks take on the Sale Sharks in the Battle of the Sharks this weekend in the Champions Cup.